Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD still looking for the guy going around choking people unconscious in order to steal their pricey watches.
Three times now, the same guy has struck, most recently here at 14th and 6th at the number one train, choking a 26-year-old man and taking off with his $14,000 Rolex. I spoke with John, who's a security guard in the area.
So there's a guy going around. He's literally putting guys in a chokehold until they pass out and taking their watches.
Oh my God.
So when you, your reaction?
I hear that. Really, not good. I don't really want to hear that. It's terrible to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. That's very bad for the city itself, because you want to be safe.
The first attack, June 15th, a 25-year-old choked for his Orient watch in Christopher Street. Then on July 14th, cops telling us the same guy went after a 27-year-old man, choking him till he passed out and then stealing his Rolex in the West Village. New surveillance footage of this suspect, we're going to put it up on our website. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 14th and 6th.
The search is on for a Brooklyn teen who texted a family member yesterday saying she had been kidnapped by two men she did not know. 16-year-old Helen Maya Moscoso was last seen just before 3 p.m. in East New York, entering the Pitkin Avenue Van Sicklin subway stop that's on the A and C line. We'll have a photo of the teen going up at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to please call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Mayor Adams vowing to clear the migrant encampments popping up near the shelter on Randall's Island. These are folks who have maxed out their stay under the city's revised right to shelter rules. At the same time, His Honor announced a large drop in the number of people coming to the city, saying we can finally start to exhale.
From the peak of roughly 4,000 migrants coming to the city each week, that number is down to just a little over 700, according to Mayor Adams.
Basically disrupted the way of life of New Yorkers. And so we're not out of the woods. We're managing and moving people on to the next step.
Murado Auda is the president and CEO of the New York Immigration Coalition. He's sounding off, saying for centuries the city has been built up by immigrants.
The relief that the mayor was alluding to is sort of inconsistent with who we are as a city. People have been coming to the city. Some of the people coming to the city needed some shelter support.
The way the laws are currently, adult migrants have about 30 days to stay inside of the shelter system before they are evicted or have to reapply. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
President Biden and the leaders of Britain, France, and Germany all urging Iran to refrain from any retaliatory attacks on Israel that would further escalate the situation in the Middle East.
That's my expectation, but we'll see.
The response? No. Iran rejected the call, calling it an excessive request. Meantime, the scramble is on over tomorrow's planned ceasefire negotiations.
Biden's Middle East envoy, Brett McGurk, rushing to Egypt in an 11th-hour push to get Hamas and Israel to attend talks. But a U.S. official saying the odds of that happening appear to be low after Hamas indicated it would only accept a previous framework deal on the table months ago.
Correspondent Tom Sufi Burridge, also amidst all of this, both the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group and the USS Georgia Guided Missile Submarine are en route to the region. A member of Capitol Hill's so-called squad has survived a primary challenge. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar defeated former Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels, who's more of a centrist liberal. During her victory speech, the progressive echoed some of the themes of the Harris-Waltz presidential campaign.
We know it is joyful to want to live in a peaceful and equitable world. So I am incredibly, incredibly honored by this victory tonight.
Well, during his campaign, Samuels had criticized Omar's condemnation of the Israeli government's handling of the war with Hamas. Two other squad members met a different fate, with Missouri's Cori Bush and New York's Jamal Bowman both losing their primaries. In Connecticut, Matt Corey and Michael Goldstein both won the Republican nominations in their respective primaries Tuesday. Corey, a Trump supporter who lost to Chris Murphy by 20 points in 2018, will again take on the Democrat in the U.S. Senate race. Goldstein will challenge Congressman Jim Hines to represent Connecticut's 4th congressional district. Hines is seeking a 9th term. So, will you be in the room where it happens?
No one else was in the room where it happened. The room
Yeah, Broadway Week is coming back with those 2-for-1 tickets on sale starting today. And all 23 shows are participating, including Hamilton, Moulin Rouge, Wicked, and Hadestown. New on the list this year, Stereophonic, which won the 2024 Tony Award for Best Play, and the new revival of Once Upon a Mattress, starring Sutton Foster and Michael Urey. Broadway Week runs September 3rd through the 15th. Get all the info at nyctourism.com. New York City breaking ground on more than a $15 million renovation project for the Brooklyn Children's Museum in Crown Heights. Museum CEO Atiba T. Edwards telling 1010 Winds, this will modernize the courtyard and terraces with a new 20,000 square foot outdoor space.
Everybody can't wait about it. You know, they're really almost with bated breath. It does take some time, so it's probably another 12 to 16 months away from opening. But everybody looked forward to this transformative aspect because it creates a place that many families grew up coming to as a child.
The project involves reconstructing a retaining wall that supports both the museum and the adjacent Brower Park. The new space will include a garden, climbing paths, group meeting spots, and a wash station, as well as outdoor lighting for evening events. The work is expected to be completed by winter 2025. You think you're top dog. Here we go. Another round of voting taking place today in the race for honorary dog mayor of New York City. This week, it's Cyrus, the American Bully Poodle Mix versus Enzo the Shih Tzu. Voting takes place in polls via the Dog Mayor NYC Instagram stories, on their Facebook group and X page. So bark the vote, people, and we should get the results by tomorrow. Four more weeks of matchups after today until we get to the semifinal round. Get all the info at dogmayornyc.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.